This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet forms task force under the coordination of Home Secretary to carry out study about crop damage due to rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister Sharbada Deva says government will soon announce date for election to the post of 19 National Assembly members going to be vacant on coming 5th of March. CPNUML conducting its municipal level convention across the country today, and 7 protesters killed and dozens injured in Sudan coup. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbada Deva has said the government will soon announce the date for the election for the post of 19 National Assembly members that are going to go vacant on the 5th of March next year. In a meeting with the office bearers of the Election Commission yesterday, Prime Minister Deva said the matter related to the upcoming by-election of the local level and by-election of the vacant post in the House of Representatives and Province Assemblies would be finalized after holding discussion with ruling coalition partners and other political parties. Joint Secretary at the Election Commission, Yogya Prasad Bhattrai, informed that the Prime Minister pledged to support the efforts to improve electoral system and make voters' name registration work effective. The Cabinet has formed a task force under the coordination of the Home Secretary to carry out a study about damage on crops due to the recent rain-induced disasters. The task force is assigned to submit the report on the damage within 3 days starting from yesterday. Unveiling the decisions of the latest Cabinet meeting, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the Secretaries of the Federal Affairs and Local Development Ministry, Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Finance Ministry, Commerce and Supplies Ministry and National Planning Commission were the member of the task force. The U.S. government has handed 120 doses of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine to Nepal government. Mission Director of USAID Nepal, Spedi Keva Shat, handed the shipment of vaccines given to Nepal on the grant to Health Ministry Secretary Dr. Roshan Pokhrel yesterday amid a program at the Ministry of Health and Population. The Health Secretary expressed his hope that the vaccine assistance would help fight COVID-19 pandemic in Nepal. He said the vaccine will be given to people above 12 and those with chronic health issues. Likewise, the USAID Mission Director expressed happiness over getting an opportunity to join hands with Nepal in the fight against COVID-19. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharga has said the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC would be passed after forging a consensus among the political parties. Speaking at a press conference organized by Nepal Press Union Udaipur yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Kharga stated that the government would organize discussions within the coalition partners and with main opposition, CPNUML, to get the project endorsed. The main opposition party, CPNUML, is organizing the party's local-level convention across the country today. Ahead of the party's 10th National Congress, the local-level convention of the UML is being held in all 753 local levels. Likewise, area-level convention would also be organized under a special constituency today itself. Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the local-level convention virtually at 1 p.m. today from the party central office in Kathmandu. Earlier, the UML conducted the ward-level convention on October 23rd across the country, except in the flood-hit areas. As per the party's new statute, 75 members would be elected in the rural municipality and municipality committee, 85 in sub-metropolitan committee, whereas 101 members in the metropolitan level. Likewise, the party has summoned its standing committee meeting on October 28th and central committee meeting on October 29th. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all concerned to not allow any person who does not have an official identity card to rent accommodation. stating there has been an attempt by foreign nationals to enter Nepal illegally by hiding their identity. The ministry has issued a press release requesting all to not to let the person to stay in their homes. The ministry has requested all concerned not to rent out house, apartment, flat and rooms to those who do not have proper identity papers. Ministry spokesperson Parindra Mani Pokhrel has said that if such a person is found, then the nearest police station should be notified. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma and French Ambassador to Nepal, Gilles Bourbeau, yesterday held a cordial meeting at the Finance Ministry. During the meeting, Finance Minister Sharma urged the investors of France to invest in organic agriculture, tourism and hydropower sectors in Nepal, saying the government is ready to ensure investment-friendly environment. Minister Sharma sought the French envoy's support to bringing in French investment. The meeting also discussed the matters of damage caused by the recent rain-induced disasters in Nepal and losses sustained by Nepal due to climate change. A total of 776 new cases of coronavirus were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population also informed that 501 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 13 people died of the virus yesterday, pushing the corona-related death toll to 11,361 through 61. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for collective efforts to make advertisement sector more decent and healthy. Addressing a program organized by the Advertisement Board on the occasion of the Advertisement Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Karki said the government had made policy-level arrangements for the promotion and development of the Nepali advertisement sector. The minister also urged the stakeholders not to disseminate advertisement of products and services prohibited by the existing laws. Also speaking at the program, Communications Secretary Dr. Boykunta Ariel stressed the need for keeping the interest of consumers at the center while producing and disseminating the advertisements. A bus accident that took place at Phidim municipality of Panchthar district has killed 4 people. The police have identified the deceased as Prajwal Magar of Letang in Morang, Pramila Dewan of Kummayak ward number 3 in Panchthar, and 7-month-old infant Nischal Dewan. Identity of another deceased is yet to be identified. Other 60 people injured in the accident are receiving treatment in various hospitals in Chapa and Panchthar districts. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now, on to some international updates. Australia has promised it will achieve net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the long-delayed pledge after bargaining with resistant MPs within his own government. He said Australia had a plan to lower emissions, but it does not include ending its massive fossil fuel sectors. The nation will also not set ambitious targets for 2030, an objective of next month's COP26 Global Climate Summit. To halt the worst effects of climate change, nations have pledged to limit rising temperatures to 1.5 degrees by the year 2050. This requires cutting emissions by 45% by 2030 and reaching net zero by 2050. Controversially, Australia's 2050 pledge offers no concrete plans to limit mining for fossil fuels. At least 7 people are reported to have died and some 140 have been hurt after soldiers fired on crowds opposing a military takeover in Sudan. Protesters took to the streets after the armed forces dissolved civilian rule, arrested political leaders and called a state of emergency on Monday. Troops are reported to have been going house to house in the capital Khartoum, arresting local protest organizers. The coup has been condemned around the world and the US halted $700 million in aid. Civilian leaders and their military counterparts have been at odds since long. Time ruler Omar al-Bashir was overthrown 2 years ago. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at some places of the country with chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report for the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 26.4 degrees Celsius and minimum was 13.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Cabinet forms task force under coordination of Home Secretary to carry out study about crop damage due to recent rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister Shabhadra Dewa says government will soon announce date for election to post of 19 National Assembly members going to be vacant on coming 5th of March. CPNUML conducting its municipal level convention across the country today. And 7 protesters killed and dozens injured in Sudan coup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.